There it is. Yeah, very nice. Okay. What a privilege to be here today. And what I was very much aware of was the holiness of the Lord God of Israel as I was standing here in a very wonderful way. And then also it was a great joy for me as a Gentile to be here with Jewish believers. I started to cry. So precious. Yeah, wonderful. And so our desire is that we would exalt his name together. Oh, magnify Yud Heh Vav Heh, and let us exalt his name. That's Adon Yeshua HaMashiach, the one who's glorious above all. What a wonderful privilege. It was my mother that taught me to treasure the Holy Scriptures, prayed for me as a little boy, and taught me the gospel when I was a child. And she prayed that I would come to know the Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, as my own Savior. And then she said, now, when you come to know him, Tom, you go first to the Jew. This is very precious to him. It brings great pleasure and very, very precious to the Lord. And she said, perhaps one of those you give the gospel to will be one of the 144,000. And so we want to look today by his grace, and you pray for me. And, you know, as I was driving here, the Lord put in my heart, if you don't have a heart for what I have a heart for, you fail today. And that was the title of the message, God's Heart for Israel. And even goes beyond God's heart for Israel. It's God's heart for his beloved son. And that's why we reach out to the Jewish people. Would you pray that he would guide and lead? I'd like to open up with some scriptures, focus on the second coming of the Lord to the Jewish people, to Israel, give some testimonies and then some prayer items. And hopefully the Lord will ignite us to go forth as Philip of old to run to every chariot with his precious word. Would you bow and would you ask the Ruach HaKodesh, Elohim HaRuach HaKodesh, the Spirit of the Lord, to guide us and to give you his love for the person of his son, that we could be salt and light, and that he would be exalted today, that you wouldn't see me, but that we would see him high and lifted up. Through your precious blood, Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach, through your precious blood, we come and we sanctify you, Jehovah the Father, Jehovah the Son, Beloved One, Lamb of God, and we sanctify thee, Ruach Adonai, holy, holy, holy. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Yehovah Elohim El Shaddai. We recognize our utter weakness, our utter helplessness, our bankruptcy apart from you, the Messiah. Yehovah Tzidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. We praise you, God, that you sent forth your Son, and that it's of you that we're in the risen, exalted Messiah and Lord, Yeshua. Thank you for your presence now. Thank you for the grace to address you as Lord, Yeshua. Thank you. Yeshua T, my Savior. I thank you that you became for us from God the Father, wisdom and righteousness, sanctification and redemption, that whoever is glorying in you, Yah Yehovah, the Son, we would boast in you, only in you. O Lord, I'm insufficient in myself. Please, Lord, speak to us. Use your word and give us the cry of the Spirit of the Lord. Come, Lord Yeshua. Give us that cry and give us understanding. And we pray your richest blessing upon dear Irving, his wife, his children, the elders here. And what a wonderful privilege that we can meet as one in the Messiah. And that I, as a Gentile, can stand here in your righteousness before you as an offering, to offer up to you praise and thanksgiving as the Gentiles are to do. The nations are to laud you with your people. Israel. And what a wonderful privilege, Lord, that we have to be one in you and to love you and esteem you as in heaven. So in our hearts, we pray for your dear namesake. Thank you, Lord. Open our eyes that we may behold and share wondrous things in all the scriptures concerning thyself. Give us a love. Spirit of the Lord, give us your love for the Son. Give us that love for him supremely, that we might have that fellowship with thee, the Father, and with you, the Holy Spirit, and the person of your Son. And we thank you in your wonderful name, blessed name. We thank you, Adon Yeshua. Amen. I wanted us, if we could, to look at some verses in the last book in the New Covenant. The title of the book is The Unveiling or the Revelation of Yeshua HaMashiach. And a Jewish believer asked me, thank you so much for letting me share today with you. A Jewish believer asked me and encouraged me to go out with him to synagogues and to rabbis in Cherry Hill area just in the last week. And as I was preparing, God, the Holy Spirit, began to give me a love, his love, for these rabbis in a beautiful way. And as I was waiting on the Lord in my quiet time, this little phrase helped me to not be ashamed and to be bold to go to these rabbis. And it's in Revelation chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. And then if we could also look at some other, just briefly, some other verses in the first chapter, and then the last chapter in this last book in the New Covenant. And it's interesting, you would be interested, if you were to look at the Habrit HaHadashah, the New Covenant, in Hebrew, at the end of the New Covenant are two letters, Ta and Mem, which is my name, which means complete. And so it, an Israeli, when he read that after studying the prophets with a dear friend of mine and reading through the New Covenant with him, they came to the last book of the New Covenant, the last chapter. He read the whole chapter and he read the two, Tom. And he bent over with excitement. He said, this is it. This is it. My friend said, what is it? He said, this is it. This is the completion of my Tanakh. And he lifted his hands up and he said, Elohim. HaMashiach, I receive you. Isn't it beautiful? Precious. This is it. This is the completion. God's faithfulness. And you know, when you think about God's heart for Israel, when the Apostle Paul, who is his faithful choice servant, he said, brethren, my heart's desire, what is the good pleasure of my heart, which is the Father's heart, for the unveiling of his Son. My heart's desire and prayer to thee, God, literally, prayer means personal need. They have a personal need, our dear Jewish friends, and Israel has a personal need to know him as sin bearer, savior, and as their righteousness. My prayer to thee, God, on behalf of, with Jehovah's affection, for, on behalf of the Israel, the beloved Israel, is for their salvation. And so when Paul utters that, he's really saying, oh, that they might see him and know him. As in Revelation 1, every eye shall see him. And they also who pierced him. The emphasis is on the Jewish, precious Jewish people. Because when they see him and they call him back, then every eye will see him. And it will be the new covenant with all the scriptures and our prayers that will cause, he will cause them to call him back. And so in this, as we think about God's heart for Israel, then it's Paul's cry and his desire, where he agrees with God, where the Father says and the whole triune God says, I will be your God and you shall be my people. That's his desire. That's his cry. That's been his desire, his longing. I will be their God and they shall be their my people. That's worship. And that's love, affection, and delight in them. And then he says, they shall be my people and I will be their God. There's the emphasis on his love for them. And then his exaltation. That's Messiah speaking, the Supreme Lord. And then he speaks once that I could find. I believe it's in the book of Jeremiah. He says, I will be your God and you shall be my people. And then the Messiah says, as Jehovah, he says, I will give them an heart to know me. That's his glory. As I was reading this, the revelation, the unveiling of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, this little phrase, listen, which God gave unto him. What does that say? There's coming a time when everyone and all will see you as you are and recognize you and love you and know you in the way I know you. Which God gave unto him means he is being set apart. I'm understanding the true prayer life in praying for Israel or praying for others and praying that the Lord would be glorified in me is always out of love for him, for the Lord Yeshua. Ministry is always out of love for him. Stir up thy watchman, gracious Lord, unceasingly to cry. O Lord, be mindful of thy word, thy promise magnify. To Zion's daughter we will proclaim the advent of her Lord, salvation for her in his name. Listen, Messiah's blessed reward. If you look at Paul, John, all the apostles, all the prophets, it is out of love for his name, for his person. That's the filling of the Holy Spirit. That's the unction, the person of the Spirit of the Lord, is that he gives me his own love for the one who's the supreme Lord and God over all, the eternal Son of God, which God gave unto him. Worship, honor. We sang today, worthy is the Lamb who is slain, which God gave unto him. Do we give him the same honor? Do we have that heart desire, not only for the salvation of Israel, but in the salvation of Israel? He is their salvation. That's his second coming, not just evangelism. But do we have that same cry as the Father God? Every eye will see him, and they also who pierced him, for their blessing. He is their salvation. As the Lord sends me to Orthodox Jewish people, he's teaching me to say, to them, as Zechariah said, say to the daughter of Zion, thy salvation is coming. Your salvation is coming. His reward is with him, his work before him. That's a person. Yeshua T, my salvation. Yah Yehovah Yeshua T, Isaiah cries out. And so will Israel. Boana Adon Yeshua, please come, abide in us, reign over us and reign in us, supreme, exalted Lord Yeshua, which God gave unto him. That's ministry, dear ones. That's prayer. That's everything we do. It is for his name, and it is out of love for him. That's what prayer is. It's not just praying for the one that needs to know the Lord, but it's praying that that one would come to esteem and honor and love the one that the Father loves and has bestowed, has crowned with glory and honor. That's ministry. It's always to him where he is exalted. He's magnified. That's God's program. We look on this, and which God gave to him to show unto his servants. What do his servants give out? His words. A godly believer from Wales wrote this to me years ago in 1987. He says, to be his faithful servant and witness is the greatest honor that can be bestowed upon anyone by the Lord God in this world. And he quotes Hebrews 3 verses 1 through 6, using Moses as the example. There alone do we share and enjoy his blessings with which we have already been blessed in him, Ephesians 1 through 3, the risen, exalted Lord and Messiah. And the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it, Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord is the favor, the grace, the goodness of Jehovah. That is where he ministers himself to us, where he reveals himself to us in all the scriptures. And he is the word. He is the Logos. He is Devar, Adonai. And so that as we give out the written word, we're giving out the living word, the person of the Son of God. And the blessing of the Lord is when he favors you. Save thy people, David prays, which is keep them in safety, preserve, protect them, and bless thine inheritance. He's speaking of Israel. Blessing his inheritance is receiving his inheritance. It is His blessing revealing Himself to them. So protect them, preserve them. It's in the command form in the Hebrew. Every verb there, save, bless, shepherd, rule over, feed, guide, and lift up forever. It's in the command form. Every prayer for Israel is in the command form. Every time the word blessing is used throughout the Hebrew Holy Scriptures, in the command form. So in the imperative form, he is giving his command, showing this is his will in the strongest way he could say this. And prayer is agreeing with God in what he desires to do and asking him to bless Israel. And Jewish ministry is, for me as a Gentile, is here's my body. Hudson Taylor said, in this circle I stand, everything you've redeemed is yours. Everything you've entrusted to me is yours. I pour it out upon you, and I give it to the Jew that I might exalt you, that they would see you worship. Let her alone. She has wrought an excellent, fitting, good work upon me. She poured out the ointment upon his feet. Two ladies, one on the head, one on his feet. Ministry is always upon him, to him, out of love for him. Isn't he beautiful? He's glorious. He's altogether lovely. In that day, they will be as gems of a diadem to encircle his sovereignty. You take a gem and you shine the light through it, or a diamond it's cut, you see all the facets of the light. His beauty, his glory, they will say, how great is his beauty? How great is his goodness and his beauty? And it will be when Israel's lifted up, and he will encircle them in his love and crown them with his glory, and they will show forth his praise. Jew, Yehuda, praise. It's very pleasing to the Lord to bless them. My mom taught me, because it brings honor and praise and glory and worship and the right place to the eternal Son of God, which God gave to him, which he gave to his servants, to show unto his servants the things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, Yohanan. Yohanan is Yah's gracious. His name sets apart the Son of God too. And so he's the one that is especially favored to be the one that is going to give forth his word, this book, which is the crown of all the scriptures. And the unveiling of Yeshua HaMashiach isn't just the last book. It's all the scriptures. It's unveiling him. And so when Paul says, oh, that they would see you and know you, that's God's heart. This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. In the Greek, it's different. Irving will teach you the Hebrew, but literally saying, this is the Son, mine, the beloved one, in whom has always been my delight. In Proverbs, he said, I was always your pleasure. I was always your joy. Psalm 22, he calls back to the Father. He says, I was your darling. I was always his delight. My pleasure is in him. Psalm 45. The Holy Spirit sanctifies him, sets him apart, and it enables us to address him in worship. And that word reveals him. Who bear record, John bore record of the word of God, the Logos of God. He's giving forth the word. He's bearing record means to bear witness. It's an activity. It's not a title, but it's an activity. John was bearing active witness by the holding forth of that word of life, which reveals the Son. Who bear record witness of the word of God. If you look at Romans chapter 1, Paul said he was set apart. He was called to be an apostle, a sent one, for the gospel of God. And then look at the next phrase, which God promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. By his prophets they spoke forth the word of the Lord. So he says the gospel of God is the word of God, and it's the truth. We can give that word out with confidence, which God gave concerning his Son. I could go to the rabbis with confidence, understanding they need his word in the Hebrew language without apology. in knowing that that word is going to reveal the eternal Son of God to his remnant in evangelism and also in the future of Israel. He says, who John, who his servant, bear record of the word of God, the logos of God, and of the testimony concerning Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah. So that word bears testimony to him. It reveals him. It brings him to the heart by his spirit. He is bearing testimony to that person and of the things that he saw. If you look at the text in this first chapter of Revelation, in the Greek text, it's in the form of the Greek where there's an activity happening, but it's the one, there's one causing this to happen. The one who has risen and exalted. By means of his word, he is revealing himself to Israel in that day. Isn't that glorious? That's his power. That's his supremacy. That's his sovereignty. All Lord God you know, Ezekiel said. He was to give them his word. Every servant holds forth that word. And it's always central in that person. In Matthew's gospel, Matthai, behold your king to Israel. Mark, behold my servant. Luke, behold the man whose name is the branch. And Yohanan, John, behold your God. I will make the branch of the Lord glorious. That's his unveiling. At his birth, at his crucifixion, it is looking forward to the second coming of the Lord to Israel. They shall look upon him whom they pierced. John 19. He bears witness to him, John. He says, I've written to these things to you that you might know, you might believe, and you'd be sure of this. And then he says, then he brings in the two prophecies. He shall be as a lamb where his bones will not be broken. The Passover lamb. He's the Passover. HaMashiach shall Israel. He's the Passover lamb. And then they shall look upon him whom they pierced. Now, in Zechariah, they shall look upon me. Aleph Tav. God is speaking. The Son is speaking. The first, the last. Why can't John say they shall look upon me? Because he's only a servant. There's only one that can say me. And he will cause him to look upon him, himself. In verse 7, behold, for great emphasis, he is coming with clouds, and every eye shall see him. Every eye shall see him, and then the emphasis, and they also who pierced him. And they also who pierced him, that's the dear Jewish people, and all kindreds of the earth, that's the Jewish people, shall wail over him because of him. And then John cries out in agreement, even so, amen. As a Jew, he loves his people. But he loves his Lord. When you hear Marty Goetz singing Psalm 122, and he prays for peace for my brother and my and the family of Jerusalem, their highest good is this one who comes. He is our peace. He is their peace. And for the house of Jehovah our God, that's his worship. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem is this man shall be the peace. You're praying for his second coming to Israel. And you're to say to the Jewish people, as you cry out and pray this, you're to hold forth the word of life, the logos of life, and say your salvation is coming. And that book exalts and magnifies him and unveils him like no tract or literature or any missionary or evangelist. I am the Alpha, even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. Ha'alef, ha'tav, the beginning and the ending, saith Jehovah, who is and who was and who is to come, El Shaddai. Did you notice in your reading ever, holy, 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 Jehovah Elohim, El Shaddai, who was and is to come. But here, it's a different order. Who is the living one? Who is? I am that I am. Who is, who was, and who is to come. At his coming, he will be unveiled as the great I am. That's why we go to the Jew first. That's why we begin at Jerusalem, Israel. That's why when we look for the Lord's appearing, those of us who are in him and love his appearing, then Paul teaches us and commands us with all the prayers in the Bible to pray for Messiah's reward to come to Israel. The last chapter of Revelation, this is something the Lord's opened up to me. Three times he declares that he's coming quickly. And then this beautiful ending. And the Spirit, that's the Ruach HaKodesh, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth, who is hearing, say, come. Now, is that evangelism? Come? No, it isn't. It's come, Lord Jesus. When we're filled with the Spirit of the Lord, his cry, and those who are hearing, are to be saying from the heart with the desire, come, Lord Jesus. And then, and this is a beautiful thing. Do you ever think of this? When with the imminency of his return, which is near for us, and looking forward beyond his return to us to his coming to Israel, where he will be rewarded and unveiled in all of his glory and worshipped, then why would he teach us to pray for Israel if our prayers are not linked to the performance of his will? And why would he tell us to sow his word faithfully if that word isn't going to be performing his perfect will, which is what? What is it? The unveiling of Yeshua HaMashiach. Not just individual hearts like Precious Irving and Paul and the man I named my son after, Shereshevsky, who was a rabbi and a Hebrew New Covenant reached him, and Leopold Cohen. And two very Orthodox rabbis recently, Lubavitcher and another. They were given the revelation of Yeshua HaMashiach, not just as Messiah, but as the great I Am, as Saul of Tarsus on the road. And it was through this congregation, someone came to me and they said, could I have one of these Bibles to give out to a very Orthodox rabbi? And this Lubavitcher was convicted of sin. He lost everything. And he's out in Israel witnessing to his own people. He said, you tell the Gentiles that publish this to keep doing this because my people have never read the New Covenant and it's pure. Two rabbis were wonderfully saved and they're together as a team in Israel holding forth the word of life. Not just in evangelism, but with a view for what? His second coming. Isn't he glorious? Okay, that's the witness. Look at this. And the Spirit and the bride. So we're in good company and good ground right now. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who is hearing say, come. And when he says this three times, it is continual saying. So we're to be continually hearing and remembering and looking for his return for us. And then we're to desire his coming to Israel. His full reward. Messiah's blessed reward. He which testified these things saith, Boana Adon. I'm sorry, surely I'm coming quickly. Then John responds, please come, Lord Yeshua. And when Israel, and when that new covenant goes to the Jewish people, he's teaching what to say. And they're going to say that. Not only Baruch Haba Hashem Adonai. Blessed is his coming. Blessed is he who is coming. Blessed, exalted, praise, worship, be the one who is Jehovah's equal. But they're going to also say these words. Boana HaAdon Yeshua. He is Jehovah, but he is addressed as HaAdon. Irving's wife would say to him, Adon. If I have an employer, I say Adon. There's only one you say HaAdon to. He is the one who's supreme Lord, God over all, the eternal Son of God. And it is until Israel embraces and honors and looks to him and repents and embraces him that they will be able to worship the triune God and be his servants and witnesses. And you see his desire. I will be your God. You shall be my people. And if we are looking for his return and we're truly in the Lord, Jesus the Messiah, Gentiles, believers, we need to ask him to give us his love that he has, rachamim, for the Jewish people. The Jewish believers have for their own kinsmen that Paul had, which is Jehovah's affection and tenderness of heart for his ancient people, his beloved people, above all peoples. But it even goes beyond his people. It goes for the one who says, this is the Son, mine, the beloved one, in whom has always been my delight. And he's going to use Israel, not just at the first coming, not just as his the apostles sending out, not only the writers, but he's going to recommission them, and they're going to go out and declare his glory to the nations. And 10 Gentiles will take the skirt of one Jew, and they'll say, "We have heard God is with you, Emmanuel. We're going up to worship him." Isn't he glorious? He's glorious. Without the honoring and esteeming and exalting in the position that the Son is given in equality, the Father is never honored, and the Spirit of the Lord is never satisfied or pleased. If you look at Paul's prayer, brethren, in an affectionate way, my heart's desire, that's for all of us who are in the Lord, in the Messiah. You think about this, and I teach on his love for Israel, and Gentiles get offended because they say, "Well, you speak as though he doesn't love us in the body of Christ, in the body of the Messiah." But if you're selfless and you know him and you're secure in his love, you'll want to please him. And so Paul's teaching us how to bring pleasure to him. Because when you honor my son, you bring joy to my heart, which God gave unto him. Can you see, start to see this? This is lost to the body of Messiah today. It's out of love for his name. Every knee shall bow to that name in worship, in love, in adoration. And even against their will, they will bow. I bow in love to that name. He is my salvation. Yah, Yehovah, Yeshua T. That's what Israel's going to say. If we look at all the prayers now, listen to some of these in Jeremiah 31, verse 7. O Jehovah, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. I've set watchmen upon them. The first verse, Isaiah 62, it's the Messiah's prayer. In the will of the Father, that he would be unveiled at his second coming. And those who are one with him, he says, who seek his glory, who love him, who are secure in him, and the mark of being in the Lord is that you love his appearing. And you know that when he comes, he returns for you in the air. You're going up to meet him in the air. So you want not just to see him, you want others to see him, every eye to see him. And you want others to honor and esteem him. And so you seek his glory and the salvation of the Jew. That's the way it works. That's what Paul's saying. And the nations will see his glory. I've set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, all Jerusalem, who will never hold their peace all the day and all the night. You who are the Lord's remembrancers, who bring him in remembrance. Give no rest to him. Give no rest to you. There's union, oneness, my heart's desire. It's the same. Paul's praying the same prayer. You know, there are a lot that support Israel today with thousands of dollars. And then they stop supporting them. And our dear Jewish friends say, "Well, what is this? You said you loved us." It isn't just standing with Israel, God. It is standing with the Messiah in the will of God for his honor. It is a light thing, a small thing, that you should be the one to raise up the tribes of Jacob, unregenerate Jacob, and restore the preserved of Israel, and that you would be my salvation to the ends of the earth. Salvation there in the Hebrew is the fullness of the word, as unveiling as he is. All flesh shall see the salvation of God. That's a person. Say to the daughter of Zion, thy salvation is coming. Rabbis are saying they're hearing the footsteps of Mashiach. Some are teaching in their yeshivas, his coming is near. I just spoke to Israelis, some Israelis. He's a Hazan, a cantor. And we were talking about the prophetic scriptures and the suffering that's coming on their people. And he said, "We agree with this." He said, as a Jew and as Israeli, he's not a believer yet, he said, "Yahushua is Mashiach. I feel it in my heart. Messiah is coming near." They hear his footsteps. And their hearts are being opened. I'm standing before Orthodox Jewish rabbis. Orthodox Jewish rabbis who are teachers of Hebrew in Jerusalem and Cleveland. And he's sending me to them in beautiful ways. And I look at them and I say, "He's too Orthodox. He would not take the new covenant." And they're taking and they're asking questions. One of my friends who's Orthodox said to a very Orthodox rabbi with long curls who let me hug him and kiss him on the cheek and embrace him. He said, "I appreciate you and your mother who taught you to love my people I've never met anyone like you. I said, this is the norm. I hope I can see you again. He said, Rabbi, Tom gave me the Hebrew English New Testament. He has a Hebrew bookstore. He's selling books on Kabbalah, witchcraft. He's been oppressed. He's in darkness. He's starting to smile. There's some peace. And he's listening. He's asking questions. We've never met anyone like you, Tom. Another Israeli, the son of a noted rabbi who is a rabbi of the Knesset. He's Ethiopian. His mother is Ethiopian and his father's from Morocco. He said, God brought me all the way from Brazil so I could get this book from you, The New Covenant in Hebrew and French. Isn't that beautiful? When he received the Messiah of Israel scripture booklet, as an Orthodox Jew, Moshiach! Moshiach! And the Spirit of the Lord's encircling them. He's covering them when his word's being held out. He's coming with power to Muslims. I go to Muslims and other children. He's right with his word. That's the witness. He shall glorify me. This is increasing. There was a progression of, I'm going to read this book. Give me the book, the New Testament I must have. And they reach out, they lunge to me. Give me the book. I want the book. The New Covenant, the New Testimony I must read. Then they're saying, I'm going to study this book, Tom. The Lord spoke to me, said, these two rabbis that you saw wonderfully convicted of sin, I'm going to do a marvelous work among the Jews. You haven't seen yet, Tom. He said, these are the first fruits. We've been privileged to meet an evangelist that has great favor throughout Israel. Two very Orthodox rabbis tried to get him out and to sick their anti-missionary police on him. Four mayors of Israel stood up for him. Leaders in the IDF stood up for him. They said, he loves us. He's our friend. You don't kick him out of the country. And he asked me to help him to get the purest text of the Hebrew Tanakh, Holy Scriptures. This is it. In Trinitarian Bible Society in England, 100% their board voted that he would be permitted to print this. And you know what's happening? Throughout Israel, those in leadership and others, religious and non-religious, and soldiers, IDF, are wanting the Tanakh. And they want them to sit down. They want to ask one question. Are we in the land, in the will of Hashem, of the name, of God? Are we going to be dispersed again? He said, Tom, are you sitting down? They gave us permission. This copy of the Hebrew Tanakh, through this believer of Gentile background who loves God's ancient beloved people, and they trust him. He goes on the front lines of battle when Scud missiles are falling. They ask, aren't you afraid? He says, no, I know where I'm going. He was distributing throughout Israel many copies. We sent him about 3,000 or more copies of the whole Word of God, the whole Bible in Hebrew, the Tanakh and the New Covenant. He was distributing this on the front lines of battle. He was going to funerals of Israeli soldiers where the rabbis would not take the funerals because they were not observant Jewish people. They're going into the garden tomb. 200 of these have gone to Israelis that are coming asking questions. They're going into the Knesset. And these other rabbis cut it off. Now they want the Tanakh. Now watch what's happening. He's going to acknowledge that this has been given by permission from those who love Israel, who also print Habrit HaHadashah in Hebrew. The second page is going to be in Hebrew, telling of the debt we owe to the Jewish people in the honor we have as Gentiles to bless them and to honor the Lord God in repaying the debt we owe to them and the privilege we have to present to them the Devar Adonai, the very word of the Lord, pure. The third page, dear ones, listen to this. It'll have just the Hebrew references to answer their questions. The land of Israel, yes, you're in. The will of God, the Messiah of Israel, prophecies, Psalm 22, Isaiah 53, Psalm 16, Psalm 2. And then the last is the restoration of Israel, which is going to include The reference, what? Jeremiah 31, 31 through 34, which is linked to the second coming. Did you ever notice this? You will not see me again, he says to the Jewish people, until you say, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. Where is that found? In the new covenant. That means they have to have the new covenant. Did you ever notice when he promises a special blessing in the new covenant to the Jewish, to his ancient people? He also says this is linked to the second coming of the Lord with our prayers. Isn't that thrilling? Now watch it. At the end, it's going to say, if you would like, look how the Lord's overcoming these dear rabbis that don't understand yet. If you would like as a gift, Habrit HaHadashah in Hebrew, you may receive this upon request. And as we pray, watch this. Before the Lord sent me into Jerusalem, he spoke to me. And this is what he said on the way over. He said, you're to have a part, a vital part, in blanketing Israel with my word. And then he said, you're to go to believers and you're to teach them my command to pray what Paul's teaching us in Romans 10:1. I said, I didn't know it was a command. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to thee, God, with Jehovah's affection on behalf of the beloved Israel is for salvation. Every prayer in the Hebrew Holy Scriptures is in the command form. This is linked to Paul's prayer. He commands us to pray. And teach them not only to obey my command. He was silent for all. Then he said to me, brought to my heart, teach them to believe that when they're praying this in agreement with me, I am hearing their prayers. And then he was quiet, and then he said, how long has this been in the new covenant? I said, many years, since your servant Paul wrote it. He said, there's coming a time, a generation, that will read this and obey my command and watch it, and I will answer their prayers. What is that? That's the second coming. For his name among the nations, which God gave to him. Concerning Israel, his beloved one, his son, the son of his love, and his firstborn, his beloved people, above all peoples. And out of that people, my salvation came to me, a light, the light. The first prayer, would you pray with us? The Lord will favor and give his promised blessing so that this Tanakh could be the forerunner to cover Israel with the whole word of God in Hebrew. Second, would you pray with us and those who publish this complete Bible? We've been offered 5,000 of these to be distributed throughout North America. Would you please pray? I was in Toronto, and there's no one reaching out to the very Orthodox Jewish community. I was in Outremont, which I think Irving was there. It was moving on the Sabbath, Shabbos. I saw hundreds of very Orthodox Satmar with the white knickers and the fur hats. And the Lord, before I went to bed in the recent months, he reminded me that we have a little scripture folder in Hebrew French. The promise of the new covenant, the mediator of the new covenant, the exaltation of the risen, exalted Messiah after his suffering. And he brought to my heart, send this to every synagogue in Outremont of the ultra-Orthodox with prayer. And if that foundation is there, showing the promise of the new covenant, I believe the Spirit of the Lord is going to take that, and he can bring Jacques Ebizon up in Quebec and other believers with Ariel Ministries and others to give them the gospel, and they can even write back to us and ask for the Hebrew-French new covenant. And great blessing is going to come to the body of Messiah as we seek his blessing. We cannot know the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of the Messiah who is head of his church, his body, apart from blessing Israel and obeying his command, beginning at Jerusalem, with the intent of his reward at his second coming. Awake, you who are sleeping, Paul said, and the Messiah will give you light. His return is near. And if you love him, then you actively reach out with his word, first to the Jew, and beginning at Jerusalem, his pure word, holding forth that word of life and shining as a light to all people, but especially the Jewish people. Would you pray that he will guide and lead in this? And would you pray that the lock and the key will cover Israel in Hebrew, in Lishon HaKodesh? I mean, that excites me. I can't even stand still. Think about that. the unveiling. This is God's heart. You see it? I will be their God. They shall be my people. The glory of thy people, Israel, the center, the Holy One in Israel. That's his second coming. And the older Jewish believers in England that I was associated with a number of years ago, they always preached on the second coming of the Lord after the ministry meeting and all the testimonies of him enlarging his work to many Jewish people throughout the world and in Israel. And they always brought in the Lord's second coming. I said, why is that? Because the sending out of his word in Hebrew is linked to his glory and his blessing on Israel, his second coming. Isn't he beautiful? Do you love him? If you're redeemed, you love him. Then you express that love to him by blessing the ones out from whom he came to us. And when we reach out to the Jewish people, he gives favor with Muslims. He gives favor with Hindus. He gives favor with all kinds of people that he's sending the alms to. It's still to the Jew first. They're still the chosen ones. He's beautiful. He's glorious. And then we'll close with this testimony, please. I was, as friends pray for me, I'm a sinner, very weak, very helpless in myself. And this one day I was driving on the east side of Cleveland, and I'll close with this if I may, and the Spirit of the Lord applied the precious blood of the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, to me again, my conscience, my heart, my life, and he brought me into fellowship with him in a beautiful way. In such a rich way, I said, Lord, why are you blessing me? I'm a sinner. And I was led to a teacher of Hebrew who works with Orthodox Jewish people in the College of Jewish Studies, Siegel College of Jewish Studies. And we were brought together outside of a restroom. Her husband had dementia. He was in the restroom having difficulty. So I said, you're Jewish. I love the Jewish people. Would you go in and serve your husband? And I'll wait here and be sure that everything's okay. And I started to share with her about my mother and the love that God's given me for her people. And she said, well, if you love my people so much, why don't you become a Jew and believe in God? And then I began to tell her about Emmanuel, not just Yeshua, Adon Yeshua. And I said, may I give you a bracha? She said, please. She's thinking a prayer. I said, I'll pray for you. But it's Sefarim. It's the most precious book, the Tanakh. And Habrit Hadashah. She said, yes. I was asked to leave that place 3 or 4 times. And as I came in with the whole Word of God here and the scripture book of the Messiah of Israel, I said, now, if he favors you, he will come in with power. He'll give you a new heart to know him. When you read, I said, this is the purest text of the Hebrew Holy Scriptures. And I took her to the New Covenant, Brit Hadashah. I said, if he favors you, he will speak life into you, and he will enter into you by the Ruach HaKodesh. He will give you a heart to know him. That's what I know. This, he belongs to you. She then looked at me. She said, I see the Shekinah on you. She couldn't speak. He rested on us because his word's being held out. He filled me with himself. I see the Shekinah. I said, I wish I could pray this in Hebrew, Mrs. Tom. She began to say it in Hebrew. A rabbi's put his head on me and commanded God's blessing, which your pastor teachers here. The Lord bless thee and keep the Aaronic blessing. She begins to pray, and I said, let's put our hand. I had liberty to touch her because that's her husband. I can't touch women. But I began to pray that over them. And he had dementia. I said, you have the most lovely wife who really loves you. She's sticking with you, Mr. Tom. He smiled. He was comforted. She's a leader, a Hebrew teacher throughout the Jewish communities. She went away with the whole Word of God in Hebrew, and she said with a beautiful smile, Toda Rabbah, Tom. Thank you very much. Rabbis' hearts are being opened. They're listening. They're asking questions. They're taking the book that is their rightful inheritance, that brings the King of Glory in that day and brings him into the heart and life. Isn't he beautiful? That's what I wanted to share with you, dear ones, today. As far as I understand, that is God's heart for his son, which is true ministry. And out of that heart for his son, he chose this people to bring blessing and light to the nations. We owe a special debt to him. And it's out of love for him that I come back to the Jew first and beginning at Jerusalem that my Master is honored and sanctified and receives the glory, and not only in heaven, but on earth, as the glory of thy people Israel. And then we rejoice together. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory. That's the King of glory, the Son of God. With exaltation of joy, because he will be exalted. That's the servant's heart. He is my joy. He's my exaltation, my joy. When he's exalted, that's the joy. And to keep you from falling and to make you stand with exaltation of joy to the only wise God, our Savior. That's the glory of Israel. That's the Lord Jesus, the Messiah. To him be the glory, the honor, the praise forever and ever and ever and ever. I know that's your heart here. That's Irving's. That's others that have led here in leadership. But that's God's heart. And that's why it's God's heart for Israel, because he has a heart for his son, that every eye would see him and that he would bring blessing to those and healing to those who pierced him. And they would say, Bo'ana ha'adon Yeshua. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much.